soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on April 15th, 2012. I have a very heavy message today and a lot of scripture to discuss, and I'm asking you to prayerfully listen to these things and put them to a test and ask God. Seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord earnestly, because there's so many things that are going on, what the Lord has warned us about, the prophets, the apostles, disciples have warned us about these last days. And it's important that you be seeking the Lord, most importantly, and not just get caught up in battles and entanglements that are not of use for the eternal perspective of God's calling in your life. You want to have understanding and wisdom and knowledge, and you want to have perception, the ability to cognitively understand and weigh in the spirit of wisdom. All these things comes through humility as we humble ourselves before the Lord as children. God has hidden the marvels of his truth, of his kingdom, from the wise and the prudent, and he's revealed it to babes. So we're seeing right now very wise and prudent men and women that are esteemed in the eyes of religious men going astray, going after foolish things, piercing themselves through with hurtful lusts as they pursue mammon and the things of this world and the prestige of man and the honor of man, that they're rejecting so greatly the things, the basic things of truth, that the examples of our Lord, the apostles, rejecting them to stand with men. And it's grieving, but I must rejoice, for these things are coming to pass, as the Lord said, when you see these things coming to pass, lift up your head and rejoice, for your redemption's drawing nigh. But first, we're going to see great darkness and deception take place. And I want you to prayerfully examine these things, and I want you to grow in your understanding and perception and discernment so you don't believe a lie. And remember, a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. And Jesus talked about the leaven. Take heed, beware of men, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, false doctrine, beware of the immorality in the religious circles, because a little bit of leaven will corrupt you. Leaven is a detestable thing. It'll affect you like worse than cancer. Now this is Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day will not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And it goes on and describes the son of perdition, the lawless one, the man of sin. But that day won't come, the gathering together, of when God gathers together at the sound of a trumpet, the voice of the archangel from the four corners of heaven throughout the earth, when God gathers us together in Christ. It's not going to happen until there's a falling away and this man of sin be revealed. Don't let anyone deceive you by any means. So we're seeing the falling away, all right. This is another scripture I'm led to read to you today, because it's in regards to the people, the most people, the masses, the multitudes. They're like cows. It's like a herd mentality, just grazing, oblivious to the surroundings, just being like every other cow, feeding their belly. Amos chapter 4 and following. Hear this word, you kine, K-I-N-E, it means cows. Hear this word, you cows of Bashan, that are in the mountains of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to their masters, bring and let us drink. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness that, lo, the day shall come upon you that he will take you away with hooks and your posterity with fish hooks. And you shall go out as at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her, and you shall cast them into the palace, says the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress, and Gilgal, multiply transgression, and bring your sacrifices every morning, and your tithes after 3 years. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings, for this liketh you, O you children of Israel, says the Lord God. And I will give, I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and a lack of bread in all your places. Yet have you not returned unto me, says the Lord. I read this text from Amos because it describes, as I said, the people, for the majority, even the religious people. This is Israel that God's talking to. And he's saying you're like a bunch of cows. And you're self-centered. You're hurting other people. You're just feeding your belly. It's just about yourself. And you've forgotten to help needy people. You're hurting people. And but God swears in his holiness that he's going to bring judgment and he's going to take away their prosperity. Isn't that what we've seen in our day? Make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, some of these economic woes have been engineered by wicked men in secret places for their own prosperity, but they were just serving their lusts and the god of this world, the dark one, prince of darkness. But God allowed it to bring judgment upon the people in the last days. God's taking away the posterity. And look at these people. They're going to come together. They're going to go out and sin. They're not going to repent and seek the Lord and put away their evil doings, make amends of their ways. No. But they're going to bring their sacrifices, though. They're going to be religious still. And they offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, which is hypocrisy, stage playing, religious act. God hates it. Hates it. God says, I'm going to send leanness, cleanness of your teeth in all your cities, and the lack of bread in all your places. And you've not returned unto me, says the Lord. It's amazing about this chapter. Then God withholds the rain, drought. We have drought today. They still don't repent. There's so many different sins. And God smites with blasting and mildew, and the gardens and the vineyards and your fig trees, the olive trees increase, the palmer weren't devoured, and you've not returned unto me. So we're going to see a lack of bread, ladies and gentlemen. The economy is being struck by the Lord. And it goes on and on and on. I've overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet have you not returned unto me, says the Lord. This is what we're going to see, is the judgments of God fierce and mighty and glorious and holy, and yet the people refuse to repent. And this is what the scriptures say in the book of Revelation. And though the young men die in battle, and their military might is defeated, they still refuse to repent. Today we have a very strong movement with religious men. I call them icon preachers, celebrities. They run religious infomercials. They make a buck. They merchandise the gospel. Like Paul said, they peddle the gospel. They peddle the word of God. When they're enemies of the cross of Christ because they're not motivated to declare the glorious gospel. Jesus said, freely you've received, freely give. But they're all out for themselves to lift up their own name, to make a buck, and deceive people. And they do it by good works that appear good and deceptive words. And we're going to run through those scriptures as well. So we have religious leaders banding together with other men of the world or even heretics for this cause of a carnal cause to save America. They think they're going to save America. So they're going to hold back the gospel, hold back the word of God for political means. They think they're going to save America. But God hasn't called us, ladies and gentlemen, to save America. God's called us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus, of the kingdom of God. And the Lord's called us not to be entangled in the affairs of this world, that we might be a good soldier, that we would please the Lord who's called us. So what I'm seeing, you're seeing, but I want you to really perceive and understand. Do you see how these men have abandoned the Lord because they've come into enterprises and joining with political means, something that God would never have them do? I'm going to give you an abstract example of this. You would never see Apostle Paul standing with priests of Apollo or the other gods of Rome for the sake of voting for a new Caesar. You would never see Apostle Paul standing together with rabbis of Judaism that were unrepented for their unbelief about Jesus being the Messiah, and unrepentant of their religion because they have not believed on Jesus, that Jesus is the Christ. They're Antichrist. You'd never see Apostle Paul standing with Antichrist that deny Jesus, yet we see this going on today. And though these men are approached in meekness and humility by men giving research and documentation and sound reasoning why some of the things that are being promoted today, such as the founding fathers of America being Christians, when they hated God, they hated Jesus, and they were not serving the Lord. They were actually, many of them, Freemasons, which serve a different God and work in secret, a secret agenda, where Jesus did all things openly. Again, it's opposite of the Lord. So we see this merger of these men that are celebrities standing with Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is a performer. He's involved in political cause, but also spiritual cause. And the Lord's showing me that Glenn Beck is a prophet. He is a prophet of Babylon. He dares say many times that God is saying, God has said, God is saying to us. And yet he believes that he will once become a god himself. He is a member of the Latter-day Saints. He is a member of the Mormon Church, which preaches another gospel, which is another spirit, which preaches another Jesus. Their Jesus is not the scriptural Jesus. How do you do that? How can you be a minister of the gospel of Jesus and stand with someone that is proclaiming heresy? Well, we're not to do that, according to scripture. But what they're doing is mentioned in Jude 16. And it talks about wicked men, but I want you to see this aspect of what's being discussed here in Jude 16. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaks great swelling words. This part. Having men's persons, it's the word prosopon, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. The word prosopon, having a man's person, is talking about the face, or the front of the human head, the countenance. It's a superficial appearance, a rank. It's a external condition. It's the way people regard that person. So we're talking about what God is condemning here is that you holding a person in admiration because of their pseudo presentation or face or how they're viewed by man. Let's go on and look at this text. They're holding men's persons in admiration. That's the word thamizo. To wonder, to marvel, to be wondered at, to be held in admiration. They're putting these people on esteem, though much of what they are is pseudo and false, and a false projection. Now, I'm going to read this again. Great. They hold men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Ophelia, because of advantage. because of usefulness or in some sort of advantage because of some profit. So what they're saying here is that as a man of God, a minister of God, is never to hold someone that's a celebrity status or a mythical persona for the basis and esteem them on the basis of some benefit, such as what it will do for them. It'll make them some money. It'll make them more popular. It'll widen their audience. These are all pseudo. These are all things that are carnal and worldly. This is why men are standing with Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is a great persona. He's an actor. But he is saying, and he is prophesying, he is saying God is saying and God is calling. And yet when he writes in his book, he is a New Ager. He believes all religions are one. When the faith of Jesus Christ is not a religion, the belief that Jesus Christ died for your sins, bore our sins in his own body on that tree, and was killed and buried for 3 days according to Scripture and raised from the dead according to Scripture. If you have faith in that, God will justify you through grace by faith and not of works. That is not a religion. That is the power of God. That is the gospel. You can't mix that gospel with an all-inclusive gospel of all religions lead to one. But this is what's going on with the cows. The cows are believing this. This is Romans 16:24. I want to read this. This is very encouraging. This is Apostle Paul, how he ends the book of Romans. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. I read this because earlier in this chapter, Paul's talking about marking those that are causing divisions to, according to false doctrine. And we're going to read that. But look at this. God wants us in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's him that has the power to establish us according to the gospel and the preaching, proclaiming of Jesus Christ. Now, this is now made manifest. So this, according to the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God. Now, this is why this word is no mere words of men. This is why it's so important. It's imperative. This should be proclaimed today because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word of God's forever. Nothing's changed. We need to stick with the scripture. Now, we're going to read what he said here. Romans 16:17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Embrace them? No. Avoid them. Hang out with them? No. Let them influence you? Absolutely not. I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple. See, the cows are deceived because these religious infomercial hirelings sound good, fair speeches, and they use a carnal logic, and they think that the works, trying to even things that are true politically, they say some things that are true and some things that seemingly are good, but the lie is the leaven. You can't mix all religions into one, and we can't be entangling in these political mergers when we know that all the world leaders will serve the dragon. God will put in power who he wants to be in power, but he's going to give an evil leader for evil people. We need to be serving the Lord and come under the Lord's kingdom and under his domain and under his authority and serve him. So we've been told by Apostle Paul to mark those that are causing divisions and offenses. They're teaching false doctrine. They're not holding to the word of God. We're not to stand with those kind of men. And these leaders that are doing it and telling, we had James Robinson tell his audience that a Catholic priest who preaches another gospel, worships Mary, that he was a believer in Jesus Christ. That when he saw this priest, he saw Jesus. And when he heard this priest talk, he heard Jesus. And James Robinson does many offenses, merging with Glenn Beck. There's a church called Gateway and many other churches that are holding a men's person in admiration because of advantage. It draws in a crowd, draws in big money, and they have a political behind-the-scenes agenda that's not of God. And Glenn Beck is not, at this point, a disciple of Jesus Christ. He is a professing member of the Latter-day Saints, a Mormon. This is Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 11:1 and following. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I've espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Jesus Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus whom we've not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you've not accepted, you might well bear with him. Keep in mind that Jude 16, holding men's persons in admiration because of advantage, holding man's person in admiration. It's receiving, it's accepting, it's allowing, tolerating, joining with some person from a pseudo appearance because of some benefit you think. We're not to do evil that good may abound. God forbid. We're not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Romans 12:1-2. But if he that comes preaches another Jesus, this is what Apostle Paul fears. I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. The serpent was able to get Eve to look with her eyes and have lust, to want what God told her not to take. The serpent got Eve to desire, to experience, and know evil, which God told her not to do. The serpent, through his subtlety, got Eve to desire to partake of what God commanded against, because it would make her wise. It had some benefit, some profit. And this is what we have going on today. Merging. Another thing that was so hypocritical about one of the things that Glenn Beck is doing, but it shows the faultiness of these so-called leaders. Glenn Beck said that they were not doing these enterprises through political means, but spiritual, but yet they were not into doctrine. And you cannot have spirituality without doctrine. Truth. That's an absolute contradiction. Doesn't make any sense. And you can't say that God has ordained a Mormon, Glenn Beck, for this cause. God doesn't call a heretic to lead his people. That's ridiculous. This is how foolish they profess themselves to be wise. They have become fools. Their minds have become darkened. And now they were backslidden. They didn't sanctify the Lord. Now the lines of demarcation are being crossed. And this is why we have now the salt losing its savor, and it'll be good for nothing, but men will trample them underfoot. Many professing Christians are like cows. Many professing Christians are losing the savor. The lines of demarcation are fuzzy. They're standing with idolaters. They're standing with worldly men. They're standing with con men, and they don't see it. They don't perceive it. Someone's coming preaching a different Jesus, and they don't even know it. They don't even know their Jesus. I'm convinced many of these leaders are falling because they wanted something, just like Eve. They lusted for preeminence, to be accepted with men. They wanted money. They wanted a great enterprise, institution, big ministry. Then they refused to humble themselves, pick up their cross daily and follow the Lord. And they became icons, just like Jesus rebuked in Matthew 23. They love the titles. They love the praise of men. Everything they do is the reaction to be seen by the people. We're talking today about the fulfillment of what the scriptures have said about that there'll be false teachers, false apostles, a falling away, men turning away from the Lord that bought them, people turning away their ears away from the truth unto fables and myths, the people themselves being brought into bondage because they're being overcome by charlatans, hirelings. They're being made merchandise of, and the truth is being evil spoken of because of this whole racket. Paul talked about men that were false apostles. They were deceitful workers. They transformed themselves into the apostles of Christ. No marvel, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness according to their works. Well, thank you for praying to the Lord about these things. And keep in mind Galatians chapter 1. Apostle Paul was dealing with heretics who were seeking to come in by stealth, secret motive, to bring people into bondage, teaching that they had to be circumcised or keep the aspects of the law and bring them back into bondage. Galatians 1:6, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you. It is troubling. And they would pervert the gospel of Christ. They're gospel perverts. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. I certify you, brethren, this is verse 11, that the gospel which is preached in me is not after man. I didn't receive it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. These things are being cast aside. And this is why I am praying that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him that is a power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Turn from the false prophets, the apostles, the false teachers, the false Christ, the false agendas, false gospels, the false spirits, the other Jesuses. Turn from it and serve the Lord. Seek him. Don't be like a cow grazing in the herds. Don't be feeding what's being fed to you by these charlatans. The Lord was not willing that he would lose any. He's warned us. These are the things that he's told us would come. And the grace is here. It is rich in Jesus. God bless you.